Wherever you go. Listen to the news. You can sleep with the blues on this wonderful, wonderful station. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Now, here comes the music.
Here comes the music. Here comes the show. Finally, just a few minutes late. It's not like we're on time ever. Anymore. Any late, any better, any worse. It doesn't matter. Hi, everybody. It's Q-Talk America. I'm Clayton McKee. Sitting alongside Doug Wilkie is here. Marnie is on her way. And Al Perkins sitting right here to my immediate right. You'd be literally like my right-hand man for that.
If I knew how to do anything.
Anything at all. You'd be right there to help. I know you would. But it's all right. You'll buy the wine and make sure the air conditioning is on. I'm sure.
It was actually something about what practical skills do you bring to something. And mine was none.
None. What the hell am I hearing? I'm hearing something. What am I hearing? Something is playing music or sound. I don't know where it's...
Oh, Doug.
Doug, is your computer playing music, Doug? Oh, Doug.
It's not.
It sounds like it's an echo. What? That was dead. It's you.
Do you have YouTube playing or something?
What are you?
We're learning.
Evidently, the AMA is focusing on music to do that, I guess.
You'll have to forgive Doug. He's never done the show before,
they've got
ever.
Something
never,
there.
Never worked a computer.
He's never worked a computer, all of that stuff.
It's so many firsts.
Yeah. It's like he's a virgin to everything. By the way, for those of you who don't remember, Doug Wilkie is the original, the guest villainous from a show from many, many years ago. We are in year 7 of the show.
Jesus
so
Christ.
that had to have come from year 1. I would believe.
Yeah, I think so.
Had to become because I think you were part of the show in the first year.
That's
I
right.
would assume. Because actually, I remember it being in the second studio we set. No, first our first was our first studio.
I don't even know.
On 24th Street and Thomas. Anyway, that's where I think you
and
you were part of it.
I remember it was David Van Beerden is helped to be responsible for this because he found a clip at the beginning of the show.
You're gonna want to talk to the side. Oh, look, you can hear yourself. I see again. He's
first
never
time
done
the microphone
that.
Yet. Right?
Beyond me, but he had done a screenshot of it was I think it was Zsa Zsa Gabor, and he screenshotted it when she was the guest villainess, and it was the funniest thing I had ever seen.
Oh, I thought it was
that's where that came from.
Oh, was it Zsa Zsa Gabor or
Ava Gabor? It was a Gabor.
Oh, okay, because they also had something funny when what's her face from All About Eve showed up. She got a special title,
Baxter. Yeah,
she got a fun little screen title.
Well, they
too.
Use guest villainous for more than one villainous.
But
they get their funny name or what? She, Marcia, Queen of Diamonds, I think was Ava Gabor.
That seems
a
very
Gabor,
seems
right?
very you.
But it was perfect, and I loved it. And Clayton, thank you for incorporating that.
Are parts of one of the Gabors still alive?
I don't think any of them are. I think they let everything go.
Okay.
No. By the way, here's what we're talking about. For example, like on the old TV shows and so forth,
oh,
they'd
there
have
it is.
Special guest villainous.
Oh.
Like Julie Newmar played Catwoman in an episode of Batman. So special guest stars had little names. So guest villainous. Very exciting
That's
to have.
That's fun.
Oh, of course it is.
It's wonderful.
Well, you know, I think it's MeTV that plays. There's a couple stations that play all repeats, but I feel like Batman is on.
This one is still playing.
Still playing.
Yeah.
And I think I just relatively saw that. Oh, it's. I know it's still on because every once in a while I catch one at work.
Oh.
And I just sit there and trance. Like the time that I got
the
caught up in
the best one is when Batman and Robin were on acid and dancing.
Oh.
Like in the 1960s dancing.
Of course they were.
There's actually a couple of dance episodes, but there's only one with an accidental LSD taking.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think any other episodes. No, they are not. In fact, I haven't thrown that away because I don't know why Kat is saving that.
I was laughing because I'm like, wow, he knew to bring nuts.
No, Snacks. I let him know to bring whatever he wanted. Well, I don't know if I said
snacks. I just bought booze.
Yeah, booze, phone, and laptop.
Well, it's like there's pretzels. There's different kinds of pistachios. Yeah. At the year, in the year of my 50th year, I discovered I liked pistachios.
Oh, so good.
Because it doesn't taste like pistachio-flavored shit.
Mm. Tastes decent. Mm-hmm. He likes them. And then he found out that they were a lot of work, because he's got pistachios here with the shells on it. Then he found the ones without sans shell.
Much better.
Much better. Happier
it's
day.
Like a wedge salad. Can you take that back in the kitchen to finish making that
Can you cut that son of a bitch up?
I don't want to work that hard.
Yeah. Can you make that into a salad?
It seems like you have all the ingredients.
Yeah. I feel that way about fajitas. No. I am not building this.
Well, you have to make your own goddamn dinner.
Right.
Oh, sorry. Sorry for swearing.
Are you fucking new to that too?
No.
My God. No, I don't want to eat fajitas because I want all that to be pre-assembled and brought to the table. What do you think I went out to eat?
Plus, it feels like that episode of Arrested Development where on Sundays you order everything on the menu at Skip Church or whatever it's called, Skip Captain Skip. And it just cracks me up because then they show up the menu and says, don't eat here.
Yeah.
And the all you can, like, everything on the menu costs like $74.95, but then it tells you like the a la carte breakdown, which is just a menu.
Uh-huh.
Right.
When you break down everything on the menu individually,
you just ordered the menu.
There's something about that joke that just keeps me delighted. But the best part, don't eat here, because it's so unhealthy to get like everything on the menu brought to your table.
That's right.
But anytime they eat there, like the entire wait staff brings out the dinner because it's like
everybody
70 trays. Just wrong.
It's all good. Now, for those of you who are watched any part of the news today, may have gotten an alert. We are still on raccoon watch.
Oh, yes.
Minneapolis, St. Paul, the USB building. I'll show you a clip. So there was a raccoon in the city.
Oh.
Raccoon scaled 20 some odd stories up the building.
And then realized what he'd done.
People inside the building were taking pictures while he was ascending. Then when he made it to the ledge that he wanted to be on, they started taking more pictures. Then he laid down. He took a nap. This just came.
Okay, that's fucking adorable. That's what a raccoon looks like?
Yes, they look adorable, but they're vicious motherfuckers. And then
people say the exact same thing about me.
But you don't have the cute little mask.
Yeah, I gotta work on that.
Just a few minutes ago, there was a live shot coming out of Minneapolis, St. Paul. He's still there on the ledge of the building, and I'm not exactly sure. There were rumors that they were going to dangle food from above and see if they could get him to climb up to the top, because he's maybe 20 feet, 30 feet from the top of the building.
Oh, okay.
And then he just climbs over the edge and they've got him.
Yeah.
And then they can take him downstairs and take care of him.
And he's going to be in such a good mood at the end of that.
But I'm sure he's exhausted. He had to take a nap to climb. I'd make it, I mean, even if it was stairs, I'd be like three flights and I'd be like, okay, we need to stop.
I'm out.
And he'd take it right out. Oh, Meow Cow, we're completely terrified. Is it still live news? Like, is it still breaking in Minneapolis, St. Paul because of this raccoon?
You cannot see the end of General Hospital today because this raccoon
watch is on.
And now a raccoon on a building.
Yeah. No. Let's go rain. Well, apparently he was on another building and they tried to capture him and he fled across the street, dodging traffic.
So he's a fugitive,
too. Yeah, he's a fugitive. And then started climbing up
news
that building.
Day. Yeah.
But it was, that like got an alert that Fox News was broadcasting this out of Minneapolis. Like, what? So there he was. And I'm like, and when you look, does this show? Yeah, you can see in this shot, that ledge is not wide.
Mm-mm. No.
So,
look at what a lovely pose you get out of it.
Well, that's true, yeah. But I was thinking, if he rolls, like in your sleep, you know, sometimes you'll roll over. Gravity will take effect.
Uh-huh.
I assure you, little friend. But anyway, so if I find any more, an update. Actually, Meow Cow may be our on-the-spot reporter up there in the Minneapolis area.
There's a
Minnesota area, I'm sorry.
There's a place that we rent in P-Town, and it advertised that there were three bedrooms we couldn't find until like day two or three we were looking, which is a common theme if you ever listen to my stories about the rooms I can't find in houses I rent.
And geography in general.
But we looked up that there was a loft that we were like, well, how the fuck do you get up there? And there's like an attic door.
Sure.
But you crawl up, but it's just a space where you like climb up the ladder, pivot onto the bed, and then it's just a drop on the other side. And I'm like, well, I'm certainly not sleeping there because if I roll to the left, you're dropping a story.
What if
and
you
a
were
half.
Drunk and then slept there?
And that's all you're doing in P-Town is
I was going to say,
I'm asking that seriously.
You got to Anne Frank it up to the attic, and then you got to hope you don't roll over and die. Yeah.
Now, was there any kind of a caveat about Jews not being able to be in the attic? I wasn't sure. how it works.
That's another one of my favorite jokes from Arrested Development. When they can't, figure out who's living in the attic, mm-hmm, but they won't go look. Mm-hmm. So they're like standing out in the attic door, and he goes, I think George Michael is hiding Anne in the attic. And they're like, from who, the Nazis? Because they can't.
They hold grudges.
Nobody remembers the girlfriend when she's around. Mm-hmm. So they think, and they don't, like, they'll be like, oh, when did you get here? You drove me here. Like, we rode up in the elevator. So they can't figure out where she comes from. So they think she's hiding
in the attic. I never, even though he was on that show, I never watched it to figure out really what purpose he was. Wasn't he somebody's figment of their imagination or something?
No, George Michael was on, Eli Stone. He was on the lawyer show that was all musical by the guy that did Pushing Daisies.
Okay, but I thought he was on another show as well. Am I wrong?
The only show that I know that he was on Eli Stone all
the
time.
I know that name.
Yeah, and that was terrific. That was really
good. But I never understood why he was on that. Was he literally actor?
Because the guy had a brain, the lead character had a brain tumor, and he envisioned musicals. Like, he envisioned his life, and it was a musical lawyer show. It was very funny, very clever.
That almost sounds like, what's the show? Okay.
A cop rock or whatever it was.
Continue your story. No. Continue your story.
But anyway, so for some reason, he saw George Michael all the time. That's who he saw, and George Michael was game enough to appear on the show and like sing a song here and there to like fill in, but it had like all, it was all musical people and Johnny Lee Miller.
Thinking of Ally McBeal is what I was thinking.
Ally McBeal was not as musical numbers, but Eli Stone was a straight up musical.
The other one, the other show,
all that guy does is make shows that people like. He's so out there. Like, he made Pushing Daisies, which was terrific,
that was
and
great.
Filled with music and dead people and. He made Hannibal. He makes all these shows that just aren't from mainstream America, and the networks put them on and then like judge him for not getting a huge audience. Like, you had to know from the pitch meeting, this had a slim line of people. Like, everything he makes would be on Netflix for 100 years.
Right.
Like, he just kept trying to do stuff in the age of network TV, and it's like, you're not going to make a show about someone who touches someone twice once they wake up from the dead, the second time they're dead forever. Like, and a couple that can't touch because he already brought her back from the dead, so if they ever touch again, she'll be dead forever. So that was the love story.
Seems like an intro. Wow.
So they always had to wear, like, it was so clever and so pretty, and What's-Her-Face won an Emmy. Little blonde Kristen Chenoweth won an Emmy for it. Olive. Terrific. It was a terrific show.
The other show, and I can't recall the name of it. I know you two will. I know my mom will because she liked it as well. It was the lawyer show that William Shatner and
Boston Legal.
Boston Legal. That
turned
was
into The Practice.
I used to enjoy Boston Legal. It's funny. The humor
it was so good.
And it was just great.
And that's David Kelly. David E. Kelly too.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that show. Oh, well, heavens. Well, here we find ourselves again. Marnie's on her way. She texted and said she had to stop to get coffee or some bullshit somewhere. I don't know what she's doing. Oh, what happened?
Keep telling your story.
You didn't get coffee.
I didn't get coffee.
Though he texted me about 45 minutes to an hour ago, I'm going to need coffee. First thing he did when he got here is got wine.
Oh, my God. Look at Jenny.
Oh, Jenny, what are you saying? Ivanka had an accident Chinese proverb that she drew. Oh, yes. It's true.
So I saw on Facebook earlier today a headline that she is selling coffins in China.
She is?
Ivanka is. You know how they have all the things that they sell around the world.
Oh, I hadn't heard that she was involved in that.
Yeah, I know. It just said that like as a headline, and then it was talking about their wealth, you know, how that they came out with all the $80
Did you Google
million
it and verify whether this was a legitimate?
I did not.
Because we are integrity is the key part of this show.
I know.
Journalistic integrity.
I was almost afraid to talk about it.
Well, the way I do things is I say things one week and then retract them the next.
I'm gonna say what Kathy Griffin said is someone told me that. That's good enough for me.
Yeah. It works for Trump. Why not use it yourself?
This person
just started
would not,
with people are saying. This and then
person,
you're
yeah, many
this,
people.
This person
many people.
Would not have said it. I don't think if it wasn't. He's a pretty reliable source. So, but I did not Google it, and I just want to believe that that's true. That she is selling.
Well, what 80? She got like 80 copyrights or trademarks all of the sudden.
Yeah.
So maybe I didn't realize coffins was within her realm.
Well, I mean, what they sell over like there's the movie stars that do commercials overseas
with the
sworn agreement that they will never show them
ever.
In the U.S.
Right.
That you will never know that they're
that
hawking.
Blew my mind when I first heard about that in like the late 80s or whatever. I was like, Leonardo or whoever the hell it was like only does these horrible like soda pop things but in Japan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they act like they would never do that here, you know, just weird.
Mom just brought
it up. It was like Dustin Hoffman or somebody like that, like
someone really legit.
Yeah.
What did Mom? Oh, hi, Mama Di.
She calls you Professor
That's
Doug.
That's so nice of her.
So do we have to call you Dr. D?
No,
Dr. Doug.
No, my official title is instructor, but that sounds kind of.
Well, what does your degree make you?
Instructor. So when you have in the world of academia, when
community
you have,
college,
well, yeah, when you have a PhD, that's then your doctor so and so.
Okay.
And I don't have a PhD; I have a master's degree. So they don't. Professor is an informal term, like students use it, because to call me instructor sounds odd, you know.
Yeah, it does.
But when it's all very, you know, thing in the academic world. But around my like colleagues that have PhDs, I do not ever refer to myself as a professor, because they are professors at that level because they have a PhD.
Fair.
But students, I tell them, you can call me Doug, and sometimes that's too informal for them, and so they don't want to. But then they'll just say professor because that's what they're used to saying.
Yeah.
But they don't want to say instructor. Like, that's not so. It just sounds horrible.
Well, Mr. Yeah. Wilkie.
And well, they tried that. I said, Mr. Wilkie's my dad. So
oh, I think they
working.
Should use yours, the Wilk.
The Wilk.
Hey, Wilk. Do that.
Do that.
I mean, it's very formal. You have the definite article in front of it, which
do,
I think helps
which
everything.
I like that.
Like it's the Jesus. The Wilk.
Maybe we're on to something.
Yeah,
I would just say Wilk. I'd say, hey, Wilk. Mm-hmm. That would work. I don't know. Pass it around. See how that works
we'll
out.
Okay, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Sir or ma'am.
Or ma'am.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be funny to write on the board? Sir or ma'am.
However you identify.
Well, we are dealing with that now in our, maybe we'll talk about that tonight,
yeah.
About the pronouns and all of that is now has entered the lexicon at Arizona State University. And so,
well, you bring such big words to the show.
It
I'm
is,
not sure
yeah.
how it's going to work out.
I think
not very well in about 2 hours. But.
Yeah. I think once you make a couple of adjustments, it really does become kind of, easy to pick up on, like once you drop pronoun, you know how I call everybody humans.
Uh-huh.
Like once, like you just stop calling them male man or male woman, like just human,
the male person,
the lawn human,
right?
Like it's not derogatory in any way, shape, or form.
No.
It sums it all up. But you can make little tiny adjustments to make sure that you don't get a pronoun wrong. I mean, I still fail at it, but there's little things.
Well,
I found
we
out
all...
that it does not work very well.
No,
no.
But they there. There's
yeah. And
person.
It's really easy. If you can just ask people how they self-identify, or they'll usually bring it up, and most everybody is really nice about it. And I don't know if we're going to create some big controversy tonight, but
oh God, no! Are you kidding? With 7 years of what we've got under our belt,
well,
this is the least of it.
The only thing I was going to say on that issue is that every now and then some people get a little bit of an attitude about it, and in my opinion, which may not be popular, but is that also needs to be factored into, you know. Let's be careful about what we're going to get. Thank you. Come on, Gluter.
Right. No, I agree with that.
You know,
I don't like the ones who want to. You know, you should base it on how I look. Like, no.
No, that's the problem.
I've seen some very attractive young men that I found out were women.
Yeah.
Just because of our little world. I'm like, oh my God, he's cute. And you're like, oh no, she's angry.
But in my experience so far, like at ASU, it's been fine. I'm on a committee, and one of the people on the committee is transgendered. And so they just said their preferred pronoun is they, and nobody seemed to have a big reaction about it. And also, the other way around to it is just call someone by their name.
Right.
That's what I did.
I can't remember names.
If I knew someone's name, boy, would that solve a lot of problems.
His name is Atlas, actually. It's an interesting name. But I've never had to do the they pronoun because I just call him by his name.
Yeah. Atlas likes that.
Thanks,
yeah.
Atlas. We're good. You know.
Well, then you're screwed at points if your name's like Pat, Bobby. Mm-hmm. You know, Tony.
Atlas.
But that's why they'll tell you my preferred pronoun. My preferred pronoun is his or her.
There's a lot of names now that you're like, I don't know what.
How stoned were your parents when they named you?
Al,
I don't know what gender that would go with.
So Al, that is really true because we have a lot of international students at ASU, and if you teach an online course, and this happened with I have a supervisor, and a lot of times I'll maybe having something going on, I'm dealing with a student about something, and I will refer it to Rebecca, and then she'll leave me back. And I said, you know, this is what's going on. This is what I said. Maybe I'm going to do this. You know, what are your thoughts? And she's like, well, what is he or she? And I said, I don't know. It's one of those first names. So is this an online class? And I still don't know the gender of the person. And I don't know how to say, by the way, what are you?
Yeah.
So you can't. Sometimes that first name is not helping you get anywhere, and then you have to be really careful because now all the Tylers and Kendalls.
Oh, there's yeah.
Boy Kendall, girl Tyler, Taylor. I'm like, oh, I don't know what people are. So I don't.
There's Lindsey Graham. Yeah. Turns out that thinks yeah, he's a man. Right.
Beverly Leslie's a man on Will and Grace.
So Meowcal says we're in hour 10 of the raccoon standoff.
The raccoon standoff.
Oh, I'm so glad Meowcal is helping
us. I thought it looked...
Our chief cartographer and yes. news correspondent. And
raccoon, I thought it looked more like... It's expert. Not a standoff. It's more like a nap-off. Last time I saw it. But here's the shot again of the raccoon on the edge. I wish that I could pull up a live shot of it, because I'm curious to know... Meowcal, we're going to depend on you for the next couple of hours to let us know what happens with regards to the banded...
Tell us where your raccoon went.
to the little masked banded up on the side of the building there. My heavens.
Oh, coffee.
And with Doug's... his teaching,
yeah.
he just put in the chair. I don't know right. where my words have gone. We might be able to get into some interesting conversations this evening with yeah. regards to, well, not really interesting, just so much as what you think about things, because
sure.
it's crime. Because there's a lot of crimes and criminals going on and around. No? Oh, in fact, I just got a subpoena. I'm actually going to court on Tuesday.
For what?
I know, Mom, I just found this out today. This isn't, I was obviously...
You've been served.
I did. Well, I got the subpoena, and you can see on the envelope it's a subpoena. I'm like, oh, crap, what in the hell? So I open it up and it says, you're required to appear, and it had a name, and I'm like, I don't know who the hell this person is. Like, why am I going? Turns out I'm going because I have security cameras.
Oh.
And it was the day that in January when I got the
That white car?
No, it was a truck across the street that went into the abandoned house's backyard and was doing crack and smoking in the back, and the cops came and arrested all of them because there were warrants.
Hi.
So I'm going as a witness on Tuesday to I'm going to assume they're going to be like, is that your camera? I'll be, yes, that's my camera. Did you see it? Yes, I saw it. And that's probably about it.
So not too controversial.
Are you sure of the date and time?
Yeah, well, I called today because it says...
Do you normally wear glasses? So, I know all the Perry Mason
so,
things.
So, wow. So yeah, so I get to go and do that, and the guy's like, starts about 10, you'll be out of here by 11. I'm like, okay. So like, apparently it's just I guess they just need me to confirm that it was my camera, I saw it happen, I called the cops.
Was it Alexis Carrington? What was her name?
Who?
Joan Collins.
Joan Collins, yeah.
You're going to have your big trial moment where you walk in with a big hat and a veil.
I was actually going to...
I do know who was out there.
I thought in homage to Dion Brown, I would dress like Jessica Fletcher from Murder, She Wrote. And just, I'll Murder, She Wrote my way through this. Tom Bosley's going to come in and act like the police chief of the
Still
city.
Dead.
Still dead.
Yeah. He was bitching about something online the other day, and I wanted to be... Wouldn't it be better if Angela Lansbury sang that, too? There's some other thing that he...
As old as time.
You remember what it was, but I'm like, oh, Dion, come on.
Fletcher, for those of you who are watching and listening, obviously you can hear Marnie Ryer has joined our team. She stopped to get coffee and
I had this and it was iced tea and I'm like, oh, that's delicious.
You got your haircut. That's
a lot.
It's short and cute.
Yeah, well, thanks. Cute.
Look at that. It is really short. I like it. Now, I also like the accent of the gray hair and the gray tank. I don't know if you put that together. That's very cute.
Actually, I've become kind of like into the gray kind of thing.
Now, Marnie, I don't know what you've been doing. We're Meow Cal is our on location, well, in the state, correspondent for a story we've been following. Do you know about the
raccoon?
The raccoon,
no,
yeah.
I saw that up there.
Currently, raccoon still on the ledge of the building, 22 floors up in Minneapolis, St. Paul, downtown.
Very good.
Yeah.
What building is that?
The USB building.
USB building,
yes.
Sure.
Now here's a shot of the from inside the building.
Thank you.
From inside the building, just lounging.
He's very comfortable.
He's very happy.
He's like, I've always wanted to live on the
first floor. And as he was ascending earlier.
That is fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, here's another shot in case you didn't see this. Here is outside the building. Yeah, he's on his way up. He was moving on up.
Now, the next time someone says to you, there can't be a raccoon, we're on the 22nd floor, you're like, fuck you, bitch.
So Meow Cal is trying to get us up to the minute information based on what's going up there. She said earlier that they were all on pins and needles. What was it that she said earlier?
Something? She didn't say a word.
I'm sorry. Well, everybody's a she. We were just talking about that. It.
God damn it, Meow Cal. It's the last thing I do.
No, it's not a preferred
pronoun.
I
think I like it for this show.
I
That's fine too.
Now, however you self-identify, though,
yeah, we'll, if you identify as an it,
then we'll say.
So
that.
Now, if something happens, God forbid,
to the raccoon,
yes,
yeah,
do we get to do like an obituary like the one to Big Mama?
I don't know. We might.
I think we should write one.
I think we'll have to make up the birth date, though.
It's okay. We okay. can. All we right. can judge from that.
The band.
But I think Meow Cow should be in charge of that.
He's our pseudo celebrities that died
he's
unexpectedly.
Our cartographer, and he's please write that obit as well.
I think from now on, everybody's name in the chat room it had to be their name, and then after it in parentheses.
An M or an F?
Yes.
Yeah, but what if it's someone who
don't
doesn't
care.
Identify?
You got to pick one. You got a 50-50 chance.
Can't say that.
You got a 50-50.
Especially not on our show.
You got a 50-50 shot at it with this show.
I'm going to throw this.
It's about. It's about it.
50-50 shot.
The whole state is under raccoon warning.
Have that. Oh, we have that.
Yeah, and then I brought back the bell that made him go nuts.
The whole state is under raccoon warning. Yeah. I love
the raccoon
that.
On the
everyone
death
has
list.
Brought in their garbage can.
That's right. We have to. Jenny's right. We have to put the raccoon in the death pen.
I think it's. I don't
Where's the music? Where's the music?
Don't tell Ernie, but I think it's the only outcome. Like.
Well, like I said, they were trying to get.
There's going to be a blackout, and then somebody holding a raccoon on the.
No, I'm deafened.
But you know what's going to happen? The screen's going to go to black, and then there'll be a fireman holding another raccoon. Like you don't know that this is the same one.
Yeah, like I said, they were going to go from because he's really close to the top of the building.
Sure.
So what they're going to do is one of the theories was they were going to drop food down and get it to sure. come back
like a cat. Like a cat when you like dangle things.
But on a fishing hook and like
but once they got him to climb up the rest of the way and got him to the top of the building, then they could safely cage him and bring him down. But I thought just teach him how to use the elevator. He can go up and down all he wants.
I agree. Well, and be careful in Minnesota because you got no idea how many people are like, hey, there's a coon on the side of that building.
Wow.
Am I wrong, Meow Cow?
Wow.
In the chat room.
There it is right there. You can see it.
I'm telling you.
Spider-Man.
Hey, don't judge. I'm just telling
spider
you.
Coon, spider coon, spider coon does whatever a spider coon.
So Ananta's helped you out and put the M next to his name.
Oh, thank you, Ananta.
Oh, well, God.
You have no idea how helpful that is to me.
Yeah, because clearly you've gotten that one wrong, too.
I can only get so far up on the cross before it reminds me how often I get Nero wrong. So.
Non-binary.
But we have those listeners, too. That's why you got to be careful.
That's why I'm like, for the love, you can't say just male or female.
Well, if you put, I guess if you put a T, well, that could be trans. I was going to say that would be they. Yeah. I don't know, but I need help with this.
Because the list and us reminding you.
Yeah. Doesn't do any good.
Oh, it hasn't
because,
for years.
Because Perkins here can remember everybody's name.
Yeah, what color is your car?
I think it's pearl white. Mother of pearl white, his car is.
Sure.
Does it go bloop, bloop when I walk out?
After several seconds of careful consideration, I think my car is white.
Yes. What color is the interior?
The lady is not wrong. And thank you for the lady. I do appreciate that.
The interior of my car is a very poorly thought out black.
Oh.
Yeah,
leather or fabric?
Oh, leather.
Okay, I'd just like to ask you all the questions.
I know,
show me on the doll where you're seated.
Well, I had to break down. The only way to get navigation was with leather. And I had to make my peace with God about 7 or 8 years ago on that.
I love leather.
Oh
yeah!
Nuh-uh.
It's just too
I do
hot.
Not need to. I do no. not want to sit on another animal and feel them sweating against my skin.
But aren't your seats air conditioned?
Yeah, I just learned how to use that, but it's still gross.
Oh no, it's not.
Putting that like in pants. If I'm in pants, we're terrific. Good. I don't give a shit what it's made out of. Sure. But when I'm in shorts, feeling leather against the back of my legs
like you go
is
a lot
so
of places
gross.
In shorts.
I go everywhere in shorts.
In your car.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
You like, seem to ride it.
Probably because they're goddamn leather seats. And I hate them. But that air-conditioned seats business, cool wind.
Okay,
that's,
for real.
I remember.
I did not know what that was, and a friend of mine a couple months ago hit the button, and I was like, oh.
Oh. See, now, I have not had the pleasure yet. But I can tell you that the heated seats.
Oh, yeah.
Heated seats are nice, too.
I learned about that because leather seats are also miserable in the winter because they're fucking freezing.
Real cold.
But,
well, when I grew up, we had the vinyl, you know, and we had the aluminum siding. I called it the fucking tin house. I hated that thing.
Oh.
But we had the aluminum siding and we had
the
vinyl.
The joys of leather, yeah.
And you'd get in there and, first of all, you'd slide right across. It was like ice. Oh. But it went, and in the summer, you didn't slide anywhere. Mm-hmm. You just,
yeah.
Done.
You just stopped.
And then you go to get up.
I remember that. When I first got the Explorer.
And I can't make that noise without my finger in there.
When I first got the Explorer a little over a year ago, I picked up Mom to go somewhere, and it was a warm day, whatever. And I had the seat air conditioners on, and we got a couple miles from her house, and I saw her moving a little bit. I'm like, come on. She goes, is this seat getting colder?
I love it, Mom and Dad. That's awesome.
I do enjoy those, though. Yeah. The only thing they won't do, like with your remote start, it can start to pre-cool the vehicle.
Yeah. Mm.
I wish that the seats would come on, too, to pre-cool the seat. Because that would be helpful.
That hashtag white women's problems over here.
I'm just saying I would like the option.
I just want to tell those that don't have them, it prevents swamp ass. It can't cure it.
Oh, no.
Once the swamp has reached you,
sure.
Nothing's fixing it.
No.
There's nothing but a hot shower and a vigorous a spirited scrubbing.
Spirited. I do like that. Yeah. I shouldn't go September to, May to September.
Amy Sedaris has a section in her book called How to Wash Your Vagina. And she's got a part where she says sometimes it's just a spirited scrubbing. And I shit my pants.
Do you remember?
Does it work for you?
Yes.
Well played.
I am pleased to announce that spirited scrubbing.
Do you remember Margaret Cho's wash their vagina? She's gonna wash her vagina. What was that?
She was in the hospital with her mom, and the nurse came in. My name's Helen. I'm here to wash your vagina. But there's nothing wrong with it. But we need a clean vagina.
Gotta clean her up.
Get them laser.
Get her done. You're gonna feel slap pressure.
If I had a nickel,
you'd have two nickels.
Yeah. You'd have.
Well, I'd have
zero
a nickel,
nickels.
Yeah.
No nickels.
Also called a stopper.
Yeah.
Give you a penny for your thoughts. Yeah,
your age, it might
how
even
to
be
stop
50
the spread of disease. Will this cork help?
Got a whole bunch
yeah,
of
that's,
them right
oh,
there.
That's funny.
That's just wrong.
Naga hide. What's naga?
What's naga?
I don't know either.
I'm
naga hide's like a leathery. It's flesh made.
It's faux, though, isn't it?
No. Naga hide is real. Naga hide is like the skin.
That's, oh, because that's that, and it's PETA friendly.
Oh yeah, yeah, really? Yeah. No, naga hide is legit.
I've heard. I'm
on it.
Okay.
Naga.
I had no idea that's how you spelled it.
But I don't know that there's not an animal called
Naga hide dolphin bark. Is it
the hell is that?
Oh. It's an artificial material designed to resemble leather, made from fabric coated with rubber or vinyl resin. Mm. Delightful, I say.
Yeah. Oh, that's even
like a naga hide couch.
A naga hide
like
couch,
70s,
yes, that's
remember?
What it reminded me of.
Yeah.
For real, because that'd be comfy here.
Oh, yeah. I always thought that was...
Get me
was
a
legit
naga hide
legit
couch.
Skin.
Ooh.
Wow.
No, your skin rips off when you're sitting on it.
Legitimately rips off.
So we'll go with not a hide. It's not a hide.
Not a hide. Nope.
Maybe that's what
naga means. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
Look at it. I found this. Hang on.
It's an American brand of artificial leather.
Of course it is.
Is a composite of a knit fabric. Backing and expanded.
Well, I guess I don't apologize to all the people I threw red paint on their naga hide couch.
Well, I found a picture of a naga.
Oh, there you go. Yep.
That's
I got this
hide. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Vinyl hide.
The naga is ugly.
But his vinyl hide is beautiful.
Never thought of it.
But his vinyl hide is
fantastic.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh my god. I wonder how many nagas died to cover my couch.
I got as a gift with purchase with some, I don't know, facial product that I wore, I got this dark colored bag, and it was clearly not real, but it was big, but it was something that it carried a lot, and it was convenient, and it was attractive-ish. And I remember, like, the first time Jason Carlton saw it, he's like, how many plastic toys had to die so that thing could live?
Wow.
How many toy alligators had to die for that?
This just in, breaking news.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Reckon.
About naga hide.
Oh.
Just, not really breaking. In 1914, naga hide was invented at the U.S. rubber plant in Naugatuck, Connecticut.
Oh.
fucking white
people. It was the first rubber-based artificial leather ever made, and the first in a series of product innovations. Naugahyde is recognized as a global leader in a high-performance vinyl, coated fabrics, and top coats.
This is one of those things like Muzak. Like, whoever invented that.
Right. Sure.
If I'm not mistaken, my grandparents, my mother's parents, had a... black set of furniture that was a couch and two chairs, and I do believe it was Naugahyde.
Probably.
Or Naugahyde related.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was a relation to the Naga.
I wonder whatever happened to that furniture. I'm sure sometime
died in their sleep is what we're hoping for.
No, I have no, I just honestly I don't remember what happened to it.
Yeah, and now,
I don't want you looking for him because the next thing you know, you'll have him in that back room.
Yeah. And now it's made in Wisconsin. Yeah, right?
Rude.
Golly, he's got a sentimental value.
Good news. I found the live raccoon cam.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
this
by the way,
news.
You can see it downtown. There should be a downtown camera, Meow Cal. If that's not the one you can find another one.
Well, I'm sure one of the news stations had it. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you're just listening to us and you're trying to figure out how to get to the chat room, there is a new link to the chat room. That's very simple. Just go to qtalkchat.com. It'll get you right to the chat room. No longer is it all the numbers and signs and letters and shit. Qtalkchat.com gets you right to it.
.com.
Are they calling it Rocky Raccoon?
Oh.
Well, they should. I don't think it's a flock. Rocky. Well,
Jenny's saying Rocky.
You do your little Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Rocky.
Was one of those a raccoon?
No. Rocky. No. Flying squirrel. Rocky was a flying squirrel in the Bullwinkle.
Oh, that's right.
That's not really possible, right? Squirrels can't fly?
Oh, yeah, Bullwinkle,
they
Jean. No.
They,
well, no, there's a flying squirrel.
Thing.
Yes,
they do.
Yes,
they
do.
They
up.
Do.
Oh, that would fuck me. They up. Have little, I'd scream little, and run like hell.
They do. They jump from tree
they
to tree.
They soar.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
That's why Mama does not go to nature.
They shine the bat signal. That's right. The bat signal is the only hope.
Hey, Rocky. Oh, it's WCCO TV, CBS affiliate Minnesota.
I love it.
Got the live feed up there of the hashtag MPRR MPR raccoon.
And I don't have I said that Rocky is listening from the YouTube's chat room.
Hi,
no,
Rocky.
Hi Rocky. Oh my
hi,
God.
Rocky.
Hey Rocky. Welcome
to
the show.
Thank you, Jenny. I said soar. Squirrels
oh, nice.
glide.
I don't give a shit how they
yeah,
got
because
this
they,
guy.
They,
I don't
they
understand.
Kind of like a
I don't know.
Like
I don't care how you get here.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't do
just
it while
don't
I'm walking.
Don't glide at me.
Oh, I can hang on. I'm trying to figure out if I can get the
why did I say soar? They don't soar,
well,
they glide.
You don't know. I mean, they're soaring through the air.
I know, but I'm glad that she corrected.
Oh my God!
That.
Specify.
I have to use another device to get the
yes.
raccoon.
Nobody tell
up.
Aaron.
Oh, I already said that. Don't
for her own mental health.
But yeah, she's going to be the whole
out,
reason the screen goes
thank
to black
you.
And
yeah,
they show
right?
the fireman
right.
holding the live
yeah,
raccoon.
Right.
That's for Ernie.
If we see people like scaling down the building to get the raccoon, that's going to crack me up. Because that would be a Minnesota nice thing that would happen.
It would
some
be.
Fire.
Well, no, I was thinking like that, they've got to have window washers, so there's got to be some kind
sure.
of rig they can
someone
hook
can
up there.
Up
but
there.
That could scare
it's
the
It's
going to
scare him. He's going to jet. That's not going to work.
So you get scratched and a light.
I think
out.
That what they need to do is go down as far kind of as they can and then throw the net.
Or they lower a trash can down the side and he'll instinctively
garbage.
Get in it.
With garbage.
And then they just, boom.
So I'm not absolutely. Going near my garbage
fucking
can ever again either?
Ever. Nope.
Do you often?
Mm-mm. Yeah, every couple of weeks I throw shit out.
Yeah.
I always make sure that thing, like I'll put bricks on top of it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Because it freaks me out. Not that right. I've ever seen the raccoon. I'm just saying.
I'm going to try.
Do we have raccoons in the...
I honestly don't
we have
think
them here.
So. I really, I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't.
There aren't a ton of squirrels, and there aren't a ton of raccoons.
You do see squirrels every now and then, though.
Yeah, but not a ton of them. Like back home, my God,
they just dropped off a truck. They fell off the back.
Also, there was a thing on like HGTV or some crap, whatever, about homes, like buying homes, whatever, some show, and it was all
there was a thing about homes,
whatever, and it was in Buffalo, some crap. And it
oh,
was,
well, now it's narrowing it down. It's in Buffalo, yeah.
No, but it was, like, in Buffalo, and I couldn't tell the difference between that and Minnesota. It looked, and not the outside and snowy kind of, but the homes.
Yeah.
The way that the homes
very
are.
Very similar.
Super similar. And the way people they furnished the home, everything was very similar. I just thought, wait a damn minute. There's, you're walking right into a Minneapolis suburb.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that whole little band of the Great Lakes and all that.
Yeah,
and probably
totally.
Built in the same decades. With the architecture would be the same. And
yeah,
they all came up
in
that.
Term.
Yeah,
Yeah, so that was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. That was it. Was just kind of interesting to look up, and they were pretty, but I was like,
And then whenever the Gilded Ages,
and they were four bedroom, three bath, blah blah, 84 million square feet, and blah blah for $450,000, and I burst out laughing.
Oh, there's,
because
there's...
there were ones here that Aaron's looked up on Redfin that what on Clarendon and. Third, like just about 40th, there is a home in the middle of homes that it makes no sense.
Right.
And it's $975,000.
It's probably been knocked down and remodeled.
It has, but when you look around.
Yeah, they did.
I hear you. You know that? You know where the original Postinos is?
Yes.
And so in that hot little real estate neighborhood in there, there's a lot of old homes, but there's this, a couple of architects that have gone in, and they're the gentrifiers, you know?
Yep.
And you'll get that. You'll get the house that's been there forever, and then the one next door is worth twice as much.
Right.
And sometimes the land evens it out because everyone wants to get in there, but a lot are going in and starting over.
Yeah,
you know?
Just so, scrubbing the
and
house.
And it sounds like that's happening at 40th and Clarendon.
It really is. Yeah. And but that's the first one.
Right.
And so I'm trying to picture who's going to go in there for $1 million.
Who's
going to
plunk that down?
Like when I first moved into my house, it was the only one remodeled. Well, now it looks like broke down palace in comparison everybody else is like fixed theirs up.
But I mean, take your house and make it like this two-story window, just this whole thing, and you look next to you, and in the front there was, and forgive the people who live there if they're listening, you know, because they could, no. But they had this like dilapidated like Tyke's toy store kind of thing that was just, I think it would be a hazard for a child. But they had that sitting in the front yard along with, you know, the grass that hadn't been mowed.
So zero curb appeal.
Yes.
Yeah, there's
unless
there's
you
a
like
cool,
children.
There's a cool part. It's near Delaware Park in Elmwood in Buffalo. There's this really cool part that's like all of the old mansions from back in whatever era that was. And they actually have mews in the back. Like, that's how these houses are so large with a giant piece of land behind them. And then, like, the mews aren't really carriage houses. I can't think of what they're kind of like carriage houses.
Okay.
But they would sit facing the alley to where
like
the
a mother-in-law?
No. It's like a garage, but before there
you
were cars.
It's kind of a carriage house kind of a deal.
Okay. But they sit in the back. Well, those still exist. No one's turned them. They've turned them into sheds, into other things.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, McMansion. Yeah, we have McMansions here in Scottsdale.
Yeah.
We had that for a while, Jenny, in Scottsdale.
Chandler.
That kind of died.
We're gonna take you live to Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Oh, here we go.
Time to climb in the window.
About the center of your screen, if you're watching us, the most center window, you'll see in the lower corner.
Yep.
The raccoon is on the move. He's awake. He slept all day. I do believe, I'm pretty sure raccoons are mostly nocturnal. Right. So he slept all day in the lovely setting of downtown Minneapolis, St. Paul.
And now there are all kinds of cameras and lights. And
all right. So Meow Cal, do you have any other update? What their plan or strategy is for rescuing said bandit?
Why can't they
bandit?
Open a window?
Because you can
It'll
open
scare.
Windows in the buildings.
Oh, sure.
Well, jumpers and just...
Jumpers, okay.
I saw something
like this. I
mean,
they can, but if they broke out the one side of the window...
Like the fire department could come into
I feel... Right? Well, that noise
it
would scare him.
The
but I feel like there's something that, you know... Dun, dun,
I think
dun,
we're becoming
dun,
experts
dun,
in, like, raccoon rescue.
Well, we'll cut back. I'll keep an eye over here on the second screen.
Thank you, Clayton.
Yes.
But the ones that I'm talking about in Buffalo aren't McMansions. These are actual, like...
Yeah.
Large.
They were mansions
like
back in the day.
18, 20 room houses. Okay. Like,
oh,
they,
my God.
Oh, no. They're huge. They go back like what we would consider a city block.
Sure.
And they still stand there. In the 80s, they were three level. They turned them into triplexes.
Sure.
So they were three complete homes stacked on top. They're so big that they're bigger than, like, each floor is bigger than my house.
They were like 28 room estates.
Yeah.
In the back in the
God.
Day.
Like, that's insane.
So now, when the economy crashed and, you know, Steel left Buffalo, those houses kind of went under, and there was the resurgence. People bought them as one whole house again.
Right.
Yeah.
So now you've got people living in these giant, like, what do you do with 20 rooms?
Mm-hmm. Seriously. And how do you...
Besides the Duggars, and why are they molesting 20 children or whatever the story is.
Yeah. That's
they
on that same channel.
They just molested one, I think.
No, they got a couple.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
Meow Cow. Hold up. Call the new mayor and find out what the plan is. I think that's good. I see. If you've got the mayor in your phone right now, just call. I'd like to know how we're going to address this.
I like how Jenny is thinking. Lower a firefighter dressed as a raccoon.
Oh, I
that
see,
won't scare.
I like it.
I still think if they lower
garbage.
That's the
way to make a fireman
less
fuckable.
I think food is the key.
Food is the key. You get him, and then you bait him to climb up the building.
He's probably hungry after his nap.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah. Low blood sugar. It's just time.
The raccoon has low blood sugar.
Yep.
All right, so what segment are we going to pretend
we're on? Well, what are we doing?
We've yet to go around the table about what everybody's been doing in the past week. Doug, we'll start with you.
Oh, yeah.
Don't recap since we last saw you. Just, hey, what's been happening with you of late?
I'm enjoying, for the first time in my life, professionally, actually having a summer off.
I've always had a job where you work every day, every week.
I'm inadvertently enjoying that.
And so it's been nice to just kind of get some sleep, although that's been I've been having some sleep, some insomnia trouble, but just kind of get caught
you
up.
Tried wine.
See my family. I'm drinking wine.
Right now, okay.
Smart.
Yeah, so it's been kind of nice and just kind of unusual to just I haven't gotten bored, though. I thought, everyone's don't you get bored? Not yet.
Good.
That hasn't happened. So, yeah, but it's been nice.
Got it?
Yep. Very nice.
Very cool.
Yeah, I like that.
And you, Ryer?
Well,
aside from the stellar haircut.
Well, thanks again.
Lovely.
I went to Nogales.
Oh, wow.
Yep, I know, right? Mom Medicine.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that trip. Yeah.
Yep. So I went down there.
To the pharmacy.
It still astounds me. It just fucking astounds me that I'm sitting there with that GoodRx app, right? And the gal behind the counter they're so helpful and so, but it was just wonderful. I left there with two bags. Like garbage bags.
Garbage moron, bags.
Moron,
wow.
Moron. Not you, me.
Like a
grocery
bag. Grocery bag.
Right?
A fries bag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Full of medication.
Ralph's or Kroger, whatever the store is called where you live.
That's right.
Publix.
And spent, I think it was $427 or $475 something dollars.
Okay.
For one inhaler for my mom. It's with a cheaper price is $553. One inhaler.
That's stateside.
Wow. That's stateside.
Yeah. What is it when you go to the Nogales world?
That's what I mean.
It's
$10. I got 4 months worth of inhalers for her.
Oh, okay.
All of it for $475. We got ibuprofen great. 800. We got other things. It was
one quarter of the cost.
Oh my God!
That was going to be my next question.
Yeah. If you
totaled up everything stateside that you acquired, where would we be? $3,000? $4,000?
Well, it would.
Well, the one is $500, right?
$550. So that we would have had, like so $1,600, over $1,600, and that's for the three inhalers, and then there. Other COPD stuff that mom had to get.
Jenny, big heroin problem. Mom, Marnie has with her mom.
Right. Well,
hey, we are the leading talk show for your heroin addiction.
When you were down there, this is as timely as can possibly be.
Of course.
Did your mom go with you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, that kind of saved the story because I was going to find out if they tried to separate you from your mom when you were down there.
The senior line?
No.
Is that what you mean?
No, the kids in cages.
Because they're just separating moms and parents and children all over.
Oh, God. I'm like, why? No, she's too blonde. I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, we have to clear everything
up. I just went because of the senior line.
Yeah. Oh, God, no.
And somebody comes out, because folks are real helpful there when you're holding on to stuff. And then they come by and they're a senior and they're... you're just trying to steal from you. Because they're like, do you want me to take that? I can get it through faster. Yeah, but I still have to stand right here.
Get
back here.
Somebody from work went down to Mexico and asked those of us with asthma if we wanted inhalers. And I said, sure, not thinking he was going to bring back one. And he was like, oh, it's $7. And he gave me a box of five.
Yeah.
And I was like, I really didn't want $40 worth of inhalers for the rest of my natural life. You know, I don't use them that often. He goes, no, it's $7 for all of them.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. There's a rescue inhaler that that I was able to get for her that Spiriva being, I think it's Spiriva, or there's one of the, is $700 and some dollars.
Yeah, it's obnoxious. And that's with insurance.
Well, and the thing is that insurance, because for you with asthma, it's covered. With mom, for COPD, it's not covered.
Yeah. Oh.
Medicare stopped covering COPD stuff I think 3 years ago.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. So it's not covered, and that's why it gets real crazy.
It's me that's on the drug addiction epidemic.
Yes,
not
that's right.
That is my thing.
That's right. Remember, Al sounds like the woman, and Kat sounds like the guy.
So that helps.
Right. I mean, no offense to Kat, but I sound like B. Arthur. So
a friend's father for many, many years has not smiled and is not just. He looks like everybody had thought he was mad because he never smiled.
Sure.
Come to find out that he had literally like six teeth left and was apprehensive because he had received quotes for getting dental work done.
Yeah.
And they were at the almost, they were over $100,000 for all of the work that he needed to have done. So this friend has actually been going to a facility just south of San Diego in Tijuana, a big, huge, beautiful facility, getting all of his dental work done. A few other friends have gone as well. Mm-hmm. So he mentioned it to his father and they went down and they quoted him less than $18,000. Sure. And he's like, let's go.
Yeah.
Sure.
So he's going next week to get.
That's like the people, I'm sorry, that go to Spain for hip replacements.
Right, because it's like $7,000 there, and here it's like $45,000.
Right. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I've never heard of that.
But,
it's a whole thing.
The other thing I found out.
If he just could have got Prince to Spain, he'd still be alive.
For real.
The other thing I found out about the advancement, and you all may already know about this, is they've got the way for doing teeth where they literally anchor each individual one. Mm-hmm. Now they don't do it that way. They do like four anchors. And the plate goes in and attaches to it, and they lock in. Like four of the teeth are a locking mechanism.
That just gives me the willies.
That just freaks me out.
But the teeth never have to. They never have to come out.
No, I get it. Yeah. I'm like,
We just don't like thinking about how they do it.
Yeah, my thought is, how sedated can you make me?
Right. Well, you would be completely
not nearly
out.
Enough.
Well, you'd be out. And the way that
I would like the sedation to start before I get in the car to drive to the office.
And the way that the way that the anchors are,
that can be arranged.
They've got holes in them, laser holes, and the bone actually grows into and becomes part of it. So they are literally a permanent.
Not a hair age.
Wow.
Well, this guy is like 75 years old. He's getting
not at his
stuff.
Age either.
But anyway, you know what? Good for him.
I'm very curious to see.
But a shame.
But
right. that
he's gone for so long.
Right.
But it's I'm thrilled
to not smile.
I'm thrilled to be able to whenever pictures or whatever happen, I can see this photo.
Like, please share them.
But Tijuana shouldn't be leading the way. Over the U.S.
Well, and what's exciting is that there is a gal at the Jabs.
Yeah.
That
your boxing friends.
The boxing friends, and last Friday evening. People after the last, because we go to the last class, said, well, what are you guys doing this weekend? Or what are people up to this weekend? And while we're stretching, people will say, oh, I'm going to this or I'm going to that. And I'm like, I'm going to Mexico. And everyone goes, woohoo. And I'm like, Nogales.
Yeah, not
Puerto Vallarta.
Not going to the beach.
Not going to Cancun.
Yeah. Not Rocky Point.
And at which point, this gal came up after, who's just a sweetheart, and said, my dad is down in Nogales. And so, she said, I go down there like, every 6 weeks or whatever. So, of course, right away, I'm like, so where do we eat? Right. And it was very funny because I said, we've looked at staying down there. Not that you have to.
I said something.
But we've looked at staying down there. There's a hotel that's right across from here and whatever. And she's like, no, you're not going to do that. And no, but this one, and it had the rating. She goes, yeah, no, you're not going to do that. Oh, all right, I'm not.
Yeah, I would trust her advice.
4.8 out of 5 might be good here, but in Nogales, maybe that means don't.
Yeah, I've never stayed overnight in Nogales or Tijuana. Oh, no, not in Baja. Not in that stretch. Like, I've gone to Puerto Nuevo for the lobster and then gotten the fuck back. Okay. I've never stayed the night.
Sure.
But on the other side, I've stayed a long time on the Rocky Point, Puerto Peñasco.
Sure,
that part I'm very comfortable with.
Right, I just don't want to drive in there.
But I never remember what because you don't go through Nogales to go there. I can't remember what the name of the border town is there.
I honestly don't remember.
I don't either. I know it's south.
It's off of 8, I think.
Yeah, south of Ajo. You go through Garlic, Arizona.
Yeah, it just doesn't
garlic.
The idea of driving in.
That literally.
Oh,
I don't need to do that. I just don't because it's.
It's lovely down there, though.
It is lovely. And we used to do that. Had gone. But then there were too many things that were happening. What happened?
Raccoon has gone up a floor.
Oh.
That's the very... That's the top of the building. See,
there's the roof.
If you see the red coming in from the top of the picture, That will be the red lettering that says USB.
Scurry, little man.
So he's
scurry.
in the center window right now, upper rectangle. He's dark against the dark window, so that's a little challenging to see.
Scurry, little man. Someone turn on a light.
But he was, I don't think they can, and that's probably the parapet area of the building. But he's a...
He's up there.
They keep moving the camera, but he's up there. He's trying to ascend to the top.
I know, Clayton, I honest to God was going to be like, could you just hold that still?
Yeah,
no, it's not you.
I have like they say, we have little control over what the camera is giving.
Oh, isn't that something?
I'll cut back to him in a few minutes.
Now, it would be far more fun if they showed him going up. I would like to see the scurry.
I was quietly watching
you
him.
There you go. You can see him.
Oh, he's on the move again.
He's going up. Hopefully he's going to going up.
No. Oh, but
do we really want to watch a raccoon
what
die?
What if he falls?
Hey, viewer discretion is advised.
You just figured that out now? What if he falls?
No, but he's so... I don't...
He's going the other way now.
He's
going
to go back to the other little window.
Oh. Well, this is stressful.
Those may not have ledges,
I'm with
though,
you, Meow Cal. Don't tell Ernie about this.
Well, we'll cut back. We'll get back in a minute. Whoa, well, he lost the shot.
Well, hopefully he didn't plunge.
Right. Now he's going to be, there's going to be a raccoon in the arms of a fireman.
This is stressful.
How that's going to get edited.
Arms of a fireman.
Wait. Let me see.
I don't know where that camera's going.
Yeah, I think they just watched it plunge to its death. Oh, no, now we're
going to a live reporter.
Now we're going all meta.
Oh,
we're going live on the scene.
Oh, is she crying?
I think it fell.
Oh no!
Oh, I'm curious now if we go.
No, I don't think she knows the camera's on her.
It's beautiful.
They're going for the 10 o'clock news. They're going to come to her. Okay. We'll come back to this.
That's soon. So funny.
She's getting ready.
That right?
Yes, I'll have to come back to
it. Report about the raccoon.
Oh, this is stressful.
So now for something completely.
I should
different.
Call my friends.
Yes.
Well, let's do. Because we can. Let's go and do.
Oh wait, I wasn't finished about the one thing. One thing.
Oh yeah.
There was it's a restaurant recommendation.
Mm.
So on the way back, not for Nogales. On the way back, we decided Erin had done this really cute thing a couple of years ago where she grabbed some postcard things and wrote out. She just went through a different travel Arizona, and she wrote out cards that had the names of places on there, and like, we have to try this place and this place and this place on the back. And so every time we do that, then we put the date next to where we went and whatnot. So she had Tubac on there. Mm-hmm. Now, are you familiar where Tubac is?
Yeah, my parents looked at retirement properties
there. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's where she had written one of those out, right? Because there's a festival that's down there.
Yeah, Tubac is cool.
Yeah, yeah. And apparently very kind of hippie and, you know, whatever. It just does not strike for me that that's how it would be. But we thought we were... exiting into Tubac, but we actually were exiting into Amado.
My cousin lives in Amado. It's by the border.
Beautiful, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But north of Amado. We love you, Amado.
If my family's listening, they're getting a big kick out of that because that's like one of our friends' last names.
So there is a restaurant there called the Firefly Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my God, was it delicious.
Oh, good.
And delightful, and all of it. And it has a little bed and breakfast that's there. There is the most adorable little patio that you could enjoy dinner on, whatever, lunch, breakfast, whatever. But it was too hot for that. But we ate inside, and it's the gal came up and, you know, what can I do for your order then? And I'm like, ha, 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 Wisconsin. You're from Wisconsin. And she said, how do you know? Yeah, all right, here we go. You're not Minnesota, I can tell you that now.
Amato's pretty small and remote, rural.
This is right off of the 19, I think. Mm-hmm. We were still on 19 at that point, so south of Tucson.
Yeah.
And, oh my goodness, it was, they had, for the treat for the day, their special was a walleye, blah, 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 and you just don't see that here.
No.
So, and the chef, because I was thinking, oh my gosh, can I get that for mom? We had a cooler, we had ice, we had the whole thing. I thought, I wonder if I can get that for mom and bring it back, because she would love that. But I loved that it wasn't about selling anything or this and that. He's like, no, it won't reheat. And he came out and talked to us, and he thought about it, because we were just not going to get anything then. It was okay. And he said, does she like crepes? Does she like this? Does she like that? And they had a salmon, trout, and tilapia together in these crepes that he made with this sauce that I don't like any of the fishy stuff, but this sauce. And wild rice crepes. And, oh, God, we were in heaven. The food was delicious. The service was sublime.
That's so good
all
to
of
hear.
It was wonderful.
Oh, nice. I'll have to ask my cousin and his wife live there. I'll ask if they... I'm sure they would know. Amato is not big, so...
It really... It's just this cute little area right off the 19. So, if... I can't recommend it enough. If you guys get down there, just please support them. They were just wonderful. Nice. Wonderful people. So, I was very excited. That doesn't happen very often. Oh. Where you just kind of, oh, we'll try this.
Nice.
And now that's going to be our thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So, I'm excited about that. The end.
And I did it a couple of months ago where we just drove around Arizona looking at stuff I'd never seen before. So maybe next time I'll go south.
Yeah.
I'll go a different direction.
Go the other way. I like it.
What'd you do, Alfie?
So, I mean, that just worked too much. But the highlight of today was we had a tour. I sent you a picture.
You did.
A tour of the new towers. Hey, and we got our dates as to when we... When we start the move to the new towers, the lower floors are open. Like the
is it beautiful?
Uh-huh. The emergency department's open. The administrative buildings are open. Okay. So the job that I did on Sunday, I was actually based out of the new administration building where my badge doesn't work. So it was fun. Mm-hmm. Having people have to let me in, but that was just for like to like check in, like where I like the little office space for that role. Sure. But so it was fun. But then to get up and actually like ride the elevator up to our floor, see like. How the patients get in, how the families get in, the layout, and we're going from a circular building.
I think that this should be Al's new look at all times. I think this is, he's got an orange vest and the hat. Look at that. I think it's a great look.
I love it. That's great.
So it was a lot of fun. We had to wear our safety goggles. I don't have those on there yet.
Weren't they all at your birthday party?
None of them were.
None of them?
well, there's that, Marnie. No,
I'm not kidding. They all look incredibly familiar, and
Heather, that's taking the selfie, I've known for a long time.
Okay.
She may have shown up at the birthday party. Now that I think about it, she may have been at the...
Yeah, I think so, but...
Yeah.
How were the elevators?
Well, it was funny. There was 10 of us on the tour, and we're like, well, this isn't big enough for this, this, and this. And we're like, there's 10 people on here. I think there might be more room than you think.
Okay.
Like you don't
smooth
often,
fast or like everything going?
Yeah. I mean, considering the goddamn things we ride now,
right? I'm thinking
that cause terror
cable cars in that you're riding
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Right. So, but it's weird. Is my the only hospital that I've really worked at? I've been guest villainous at a couple different hospitals to help them out. But it's been these circular. We call them pods, and they're circular units, which is really good for like keeping an eye on patients and like. Knowing exactly what's going on in every patient's room at the same time, you can sit in the middle and see everything. Mm-hmm. But it's also incredibly loud for patient comfort and stuff like that.
I didn't love it.
Yeah.
And that kind of circular thing.
Right. You know? It's much safer. It's safer.
Was, yeah.
Yeah. It well, there is nothing weird. Else in Good Sam besides those, unless you were there in like this.
Mm-hmm. You know what it was weird mess. About that, too? Is like, because it's glass, too. Like, if you've ever been a patient and you have to like walk down the hall, like you kind of like that because it's like more private. And when I was 12th floor,
yeah.
So and up there, and they're like, no, this is going to be. And I'm like, I can see the ballpoint pen on that lady's desk, and I'm going to sit over here and vomit. So how does that work?
Yeah.
You know? And they're like, well, that's no. And they were giving me all the reasons why it's better, and everyone can see.
Well,
you.
Unless we have a curtain that closes. Yeah, there's a
but
curtain
it's still.
Closes.
I mean, ultimately, it was great. I don't want to say anything bad about it. It was great there, but the initial shock of like
very...
I'm in the middle of the. Where the desk is.
Yeah.
It was what it felt like.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're always an exhibit at the zoo, no matter what kind
right,
of room it is.
That's true.
Oh, I just realized that something I could do that I didn't realize. I just found out how I can put the live chat room on the screen if I ever need to.
Look at you.
Isn't that amazing?
Look at the good you do.
I just find these things out randomly.
Look at the good you do.
Val would look good in a Kim Jong-un
Your
in America.
Vagine.
So,
I love it.
So that was it. So that was very fun to see the layout and see all the extra rooms and...
From the outside, it looks so good.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. I thought of you a couple of weeks ago.
Nice of you. Just think of Al.
In the middle of the day, I thought about... I was coming from ASU from a meeting, but it was like in the afternoon, and I was heading north, and I had to go... What is it? East. For some reason, I was going to get on the freeway, but I saw the cars backed up, and I was like, fuck this. And so I turned right where Welcome Diner, that whatever the street, before the freeway. because I know the sneaky way. It'll get you all the way to 16th, and you can go over. I'm like, I'll go to McDowell. I had it all. It was a total owl, too.
Yeah.
Like, back streets. But because it's residential, you have to go so slow. I look, because I'm never over there.
Mm-hmm.
I look to the left, and I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, that building is beautiful.
And it just seems outside. It seems so ridiculous.
And so, like, modern and, like...
And because they're not
incredible,
now it's the main tower and the new tower with the names that we're using. But they're not getting rid of the main tower. They're keeping that. They're getting rid of a smaller building. So there's 27 floors of hospital now. No, 17, 29 floors of hospital.
Oh wow!
And then two like axillary floors of like sub basement and like
wow.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's a whole new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then it's, you know, the members of the code team are like, so for a while,
that's not working. With
we're going to be responding to codes on 29 floors of hospital.
Like, give me the baton. Yeah. Pass the baton to me.
Passing the baton to Clayton
in a very aggressive way.
Kind of technology? Like, is it really cool? Not what like amazing?
Yeah.
Super high tech.
It's very cool. And like,
I love it.
And but the ED has been been functioning since last September, so we're all kind of used to. That and then the outpatient care unit, the people that aren't...
People can be kept artificially alive longer, if need be.
Okay.
No, I don't think we've improved on that, but just while you're...
You'll be in a very fancy building while it's happening. But.
Right.
And I forgot if you'd said a timeline. When are they thinking you're...
Our unit moves the week after Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
So it's all November and December that the four ICUs hightail it over there.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing new stories from you and the... In the restaurant come November, December.
I just know they're going to pass out Valium because that is going to be... As someone who's closed down two units and moved all the patients in a day.
Oh.
Mm. You know, cause I've, so this will officially be the third unit I've closed. I should tell them that I now I've closed three units.
Oh, don't tell them that because then they'll put you in charge of it.
Yeah, exactly. Of the next time
they do it. Val knows the most.
No, I don't mean that in a good way.
But that was the most
because I told them when they hired me, I'm like, the rate we're going, they're going to turn this into a veterinary clinic after I'm here a while because they closed down ICUs behind me. And you, what you been up to?
Well, I installed some. It was interesting. Neighbor next door to me, she bought some blinds some time ago. Well, I did a couple projects for her. I changed out some outlets for her. And then she figured out, like, I could do all the shit. Like, you and I had a conversation. Well, texting more. Mm-hmm. So I hung some new blinds in a couple of her bedrooms. They're fantastic. I've never seen these blinds before. She bought them at Home Depot. And they're no string, which I love. Mm. You just pull them up and down. They're a thermal paper that is kind of a honeycomb. Okay. So we put them in two of the rooms, and she was so happy with them, she bought more. So tomorrow I'm installing them in the rest of her house because you can literally black out the entire house.
Oh, that's what I do.
And I'm like, I thought
that's all
of
I
you.
Care about,
seriously?
Oh, they're fantastic.
Because I need that in my bedroom in the morning. Oh,
they're fantastic. Sure. Yeah, because your bedroom gets east sun.
And it's bad. It's hot and even in the... bright like
well sunlight is bright
I know but not, but there's blinds on the window like I feel like it shouldn't be that bright.
No these really black it out and I was like
how much do those cost?
I don't know exactly because
Home Depot?
Home Depot.
He's
gonna
go find out when he goes to the one to my bathroom
shit for me because I'd be very interested in that.
But it's very cool. So I installed those, and tomorrow, like I said, tomorrow we're installing the rest of them for her. It's been kind of interesting with regards to that. Just other interesting conversations with friends and hearing things. Here's something that I was going to share on Facebook, but I chose not to because I figured people just think I'm saying it to garner accolades or to get, you know, whatever comments on. Somebody Sunday, in light of all of the, like the Anthony Bourdain and the Kate Spade, who only bring light to a problem that happens every single day.
To not famous people.
Yeah.
Yeah, to non famous people who have.
No offense to Bourdain and Spade.
No, but it happens every day.
Average
everywhere.
People kill themselves every day.
Somebody who I don't remember, but they knew me from 20 years ago. And. Was hanging out with us at Stacy's and just was talking in general. We were kind of all having fun. And then finally, he sat down across from me and he said, I have something I need to tell you. And I was like, oh, crap. Like, seriously, I'm like, oh, what is this going to be? I'm not sure. And before we were done with this conversation, I was sitting at a table. I was sitting there just crying. He had brought his mother to Pookie's many years ago. Mm-hmm. And he had brought her on the night that was to be his last night of being alive.
Okay.
He had made, according to what he told me, he had made all the arrangements, done everything at home. Everything was ready so that when he went home, he was going to go to sleep and he would be done. And that was it. And the last night out with his mom, it was all good. And he said, and I don't know, he doesn't remember exactly what I said, but as I'm apt to do on a microphone in a drag show, I get lippy and I make fun of and whatever. And something was said, and he said it struck a chord in him, and he's like, he said, wait a minute, if that guy can find humor or can be funny, whatever, he goes, then I can find something funny.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get it.
He altered his reality.
Yeah,
so he said that the show was fun, they enjoyed the show, he went home, he got rid of all of the stuff that he had prepared, and he then started to follow when I would do shows, and he would go to the show again, and I don't recall.
That's so cool.
He would go to the shows to listen to the banter and the humor of everything that we did, and he occasionally listens to this. According to him, is not in the chat room. We would not know, but he listens to
thank
what
you
we
for
do.
Listening. Thanks for being
and
here.
If he, hears this, so I great. Thank you. What you said to me on Sunday was just
amazing.
I'd never had anybody tell me something like that. It was crazy. And he said he had said that he was always. He felt very self-conscious about telling me that. He didn't, you know, he said, you're always too busy and you're always this. I'm like, look, I'm never too busy.
Right.
Like, if I'm talking and I'm yucking up, that's one thing. I said, but if you want to, if you need to talk to me, just come say hi. Like, that's, it's easy to do.
Yeah.
But it was a wonderful story. And literally, the more he told me the story about how he felt and what, it was just, it was so emotional. Mm-hmm. And I finally, I just said, I have to go home. I said, I can't sit here anymore with you. It was a lot. It was way too much overload. But it was a very sweet story. Again, we've said it before on this show, you never know what you say or what you do that is somebody else's golden light.
And think how, I'm so happy to hear this story and that he told you this. Think how many times that's happened and people never told somebody that.
Right.
So really getting somebody out of their head like that, and that doesn't mean that he didn't come to you and start talking. It was something you did that you didn't even know you were doing.
Right.
And this is really important.
It's almost 20 years ago.
The isolation that people who are suicidal feel is just staggering. And this is why, not to hijack your story, but maybe we are, now it looks like we are going to talk about this now, is that people were saying like, Anthony Bourdain's mother and other Kate Spade's family, and they're like, but everything seems so fine. And I saw this great post the other day, and someone said, that's because people like that lie.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They're lying to you. They're saying everything is fine, and it's not fine.
Right.
And so, and this whole thing about with the, you know, all the wealth and success and everything is saying, this is backwards thought. Jim Carrey has a great statement about Anthony Bourdain, and I've been posting a lot about this on Facebook about needing to connect, and Jim Carrey said about finding meaning and purpose in your life, and you won't find that through money or success. And he's saying it's exactly the opposite of what people think. People are mystified by Robin Williams and Robin Williams films have grossed over $1 billion, right?
And
Jim Carrey was saying, no, it's exactly the opposite. That actually becoming that successful, that rich, is proving more than us, because we're not that, right? More, it's proving that you can't find meaning in it. And they're not finding any meaning.
Right.
But your average person doesn't get that. They're like, but they were so rich and successful.
No. They can buy happiness.
Al, are you going to... get me a glass of wine.
He'll bring wine to you.
He'll bring wine to you.
Just bring that bottle.
Well, we can put it in the Val.
Yeah, that
the,
we need to do
Val
that.
Perkins Memorial Fridge.
Sorry, I just wanted to say that because I've been thinking about it all week. But Clayton, this is really really amazing.
It was really amazing. It was quite the deal, and the fact we've heard it from other people.
You can read it in there right now. Listen
to the show. They've said that you know we make them laugh, we make them live another day. We haven't gone.
Sure,
that's amazing to me. That what we can do from this little show, or
you know, if people want to listen just to hear what the next stupid fucking thing somebody's going to say is, I think it's brilliant.
We got 3 hours of them.
We got 3 hours of stupid.
You're bound to find something stupid.
And like the to go to that point, my hand was covered with shit. Was that also that level of fame and stuff can also isolate you more.
Very isolating.
I've been isolated like there's no tomorrow since the show started.
Very isolated.
But you know, that thought of like they can't go to the grocery store anymore. Right. They can't go do everyday things because somebody's going to hound them and want them to be
that person.
Isn't it funny that when Doug has talked about Gianni Versace?
Yes.
And how he just made it what it was. I mean, and that's very few and far between. But in New York, same thing. Like,
right. Well, you know, New York does celebrities way different than L.A. They leave their celebrities alone.
Yeah, they really do. Like, Sarah Jessica Parker wanders. Yeah. Like, people wander around.
They don't say
around.
Shit.
They live there. They walk on the street. And there's so many people. And then you live a lifestyle that they come after you because you want the press.
Right.
Or after a while of just not showing up places, people just stop.
Yeah.
Caring. Like, I think at this point, Julia Roberts could walk down any street and most people wouldn't even know who the fuck she was.
Exactly. Right.
Not because she's not as famous, but because she lives in an isolated place. She's not around. You'd probably be like, oh, that girl looks kind of familiar.
You know
what I mean? Like, she's not.
You'd get the people, you look a lot like Julia Roberts. Right. She's like, yeah, I get that all the time. And she'd walk on.
Like, I think there's a level of celebrity that you can still get in and out of your life.
You know, and it's interesting. I've even, because of my friend Catherine that lives in the Hamptons one and lives in New York and works. Photo editor for Vanity Fair and all that. So, you know, she's always interacting with people like that. And she's befriends some of them, befriend her, and some don't, you know, in the celebrity thing. And she sees some. But it's staggering the number of them that are like, no, I do carpool. Mm-hmm. And, like, Matt Damon walks his kids to school and walks the other kids home. And, like, Matt Damon is, like, doing carpool or walk home of kids.
Uh-huh.
Like, and it's like, really? Mm-hmm. But they really are. And that just means the other people are not overreacting to it. It's like, yeah, they're famous, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's interesting to me.
Well, and
there's a level of you just got to get off that radar. You have to get off the radar to where people are like, oh, that old guy.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
I get that. I get that a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, the old guy.
Yeah.
I get that.
But there's some of it that comes because people are just, there's some intense part of your life that they're interested in or you're selling it. And then there's people that just, you know. There's a level of fame that eventually fades.
Well, and like someone like Whoopi Goldberg, just to
not going to get mistaken for anybody else.
No, but also lets you know, like, you can come up and say hi, but please don't touch me.
Yeah,
like, and not to be rude, but for real, like, I would be. We don't.
But
need
I mean,
all the
I'm just about the isolation
of it. But she's approachable enough.
Right,
but I think if people make
and then there's
their
those people
life,
that are loving families that you can't figure out what went wrong either.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's it's hard not to blame. Like, if it happens, if it unfortunately happens to someone you know, and they have not been telling you the truth about what they've been going through, you have to be able to take the burden off yourself of like, if they don't tell me that that's what's wrong, and they're how could I possibly have intervened? And you have to kind of forgive yourself at times for when stuff goes wrong. And I think that's hard for people to do. Like, why didn't I see it? Well, if somebody's not letting you see
you can't
and
see
even
it.
If you could see it, and even if they did tell you, and even if they gave you all of the information, if they still made a choice to do something, you can't blame yourself for that happening either.
And even if you don't, want to watch 13 Reasons Why, which is terrific, 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 watch the after shows from each season because especially I found the second season to be just emotionally staggering.
Okay.
And at the end, they have a breakdown with therapists, and they go like plot line by plot line with a therapist. And like, there's one storyline that really it pissed me off, and then it upset me, and then I was like horrified by how they presented it. And in that after talk, the therapist was saying, "This is a situation where they did everything wrong," and they were like, "From beginning to end of this storyline, every character that they depicted did the wrong thing. If you see anything along this." Arc of a story, someone should be involved to intervene. Like, this was a problem that every single person saw, and in this day and age, this is a see something, say something, and it was such an because you just felt it, and like you just felt the storyline coming. You saw the points where why wouldn't you? And you know, I get a little invested. And I think the people are real. That's one of those shows where you start to believe.
Screaming at your TV.
Screaming at your TV, like. Give me the phone number. I'll call. You know what I mean?
Like, it's like Cat with Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, it really does. And you get that.
The people are not real. Watch if Cat's listening. Well, no,
that's
but the people are not
after,
real.
The after show on both of those seasons was I thought was very illuminating as far as like just showing you like with a therapist in case you were watching it and had thoughts or knew somebody who you thought was in a dark place. It had some really good insights. I thought. But the one that I just like that they said, from beginning to end, everyone in the storyline did something wrong.
Annette, thank you very much for getting up early on your Wednesday morning
so
to join us. Because, again, if like Marnie said, if something stupid that we say, which you get 3 to 3.5 hours a week of us probably about every 7 minutes saying something crazy stupid, Thank you for listening, and thank you for sticking with us.
I look forward every week to the interaction back and forth. Like, absolutely. It's always fun.
This is a release for all of us, because not only is it, I mean, Douglas here is here this week, but for the four of us that are normally always here, it is.
But I love it too. It is when I'm here.
No, I understand that, but I'm just saying, for the four of us that are here every week, it is. It's a release. It's 3 hours of just laughing mostly,
and a way to let go.
And I know for you because. In your little world,
the
cleansing that
reality.
You two need because of what you deal with.
It's very therapeutic.
Kat deals with crazy people in bars. Yeah. You deal with crazy people not crazy people. You deal with a lot of tense situations.
Oh. Yeah.
And
people not in their normal.
What you
element.
Deal with people who get denied stuff and can't get support for and living
you can do.
That is got to be just emotionally draining and frustrating.
Sure, and it's exciting. Yeah. Like none of these people, I wouldn't know any of them without support in this.
But when things
like
happen
I have a friend in
California,
that always cracks me up. Like, I have some insight into Kenyan politics. Shut the fuck
listen,
up.
Yeah,
I know something about. Is it Denali? What's the Festival of Lights?
Diwali.
Like, I know something
Look
about
at
that.
You.
Right. Well, and when something happens in India, I've said this when we finally get back here, because there's no way to get a hold of an aunt. Right? He's not on social media.
I have his email.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to have you email him because
You can get the email yourself.
He hasn't given it to me, but he gave it to Al.
Annette, Al share your email address with Mari? Marjorie.
Who the fuck am I this week?
Maureen.
Maureen.
As long as he doesn't give it to Marnie.
Did he give it to Moira?
We don't know who Marnie is.
Yeah, we don't know who that is.
She'd ever show up at a meeting.
Yeah. Can we address
stranger
something?
Stranger danger.
Can you do it? Because we're ready to move on.
Oh, okay.
No, go ahead.
Address.
I was going to address it because Jenny and Armin are talking about Bourdain and another thing that I was saying, wasn't it? Yeah. That they decided voluntarily. Yeah, okay. So this is perfect segue. So this is another thing I was reading about, is that often we don't know the full story. So people are like, well, they seem so happy, whole thing, right? Often when people are in that state of mind, their prefrontal cortex is all messed up, that they're not processing rationally. They could also be under the influence. We also don't know what's going on in people's private lives. Someone else pointed out right now, and I'm not saying that this is true in any way of Bourdain, but of any suicide.
Yep.
Did they just cheat on their girlfriend?
Sure.
Did they make some financial horrible decision? Did they relapse? Did they have a bad business deal? Did they steal something? I mean, there's something that could be a trigger
that we don't know what it is.
Well, 3 hours ago they were so nice at dinner, and
Well, Bourdain had just wrapped up a day of shooting a show and was preparing to do more segments the next day.
But people can do that. They can work and work right through while the other crisis is going on. Right. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
And they can segment that, but we don't know. And I think that this is going to be my prediction with Bourdain, too, is that that's a relapse.
And it very well could.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
But,
sure.
But
and
we'll
see
what the toxicology says.
But also interesting.
Annette, email. That's funny. Put it on a billboard. He didn't care. Come on.
You think about Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Right?
I mean, was that a suicide?
What's interesting is they're saying now when they calculate suicide rates, they're struggling with where to put all the opiate and heroin overdoses.
Right.
And some people argue that heroin addiction is a slow suicide.
Right. I would agree.
He wasn't like, okay, now whereas Spade and Bourdain are like, they made a decision, they're taking action, they're doing it. But
Spade and Bourdain were both hangings.
Right. But is it accidental overdose?
And see, I didn't realize. I haven't heard. Well.
No, and everybody go like different genders use different methods.
Sure.
Some are more aggressive, some are more passive.
Sure.
Yeah.
But isn't it interesting?
Hanging and guns are for you mean business though.
Right, absolutely.
There's no coming back from that.
So Bourdain, Spade and Williams.
Yeah.
All
very
similar. All the same way.
Yeah.
Very similar.
That's interesting. That's interesting to me. And I hadn't heard because that typically isn't I know people like to, like, what happened?
Well, they
try to
trying. Sure. Now there's a whole debate about should you report that or not. But
I mean, I really do think that goes to when it's a drug thing.
In a kind of related way, to make a psych unit now, they have to eliminate any possible way to cause self-harm.
Oh, sure.
And one of those ways is the doorways have to be something.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a unit that we have to move within the hospital. And the retrofit to get it where they wanted to go was going to be so expensive instead of just starting with an empty shell and building it from scratch. So it was very... And as someone was explaining, like, what they're getting rid of to make sure that no one can cause themselves harm, I was astounded. Like, it was just astounding to me.
Yeah. You know who else does that? You know who's just really careful about that? Prisons.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Not just for suicide and for homicide.
Yeah.
That's why you won't find a belt, right, anywhere in a prison, because you can choke someone else. You can kill someone with it or kill yourself. That's the whole baggy pants thing.
Oh, sure.
There's all these people have all these stupid, absolutely ridiculous reasons why they're the whole baggy pants thing.
Right.
That's where that came from. You used to have drawstrings and belts in prison, and then you don't
you
now.
Can't, right.
And they don't care what size. So now they don't give a shit if you're like, well, I'm a small. They're like, well, this is what you get.
That's right.
That
right.
Is, so just so you know, just for the record, that's where baggy pants story comes from. That's the origin story for prison.
I like it.
And it's, you know, hopefully if you're someone that's going through something, you go, you seek help before you get stuck in a moment you can't get out of. Just quote you too.
Absolutely.
And there was and it might have been with Robin Williams where we put the suicide hotline in the chat room. I mean, I don't think it's a bad idea. I'll try to learn how to do that right now.
Okay. Oh, I'm sure I can find it here in just a second.
But
before we go much further, we're going to do this.
Obsession.
Are you obsessed? Is it keeping you up at night? Do you find yourself constantly making references only to be met with blank stares?
Obsession.
This segment is for you.
Obsession.
Whether it's musicals, mowers, Motown, Subarus, or Sondheim, it's time to share your obsession.
Obsession.
With the show, with Clayton McKee.
All right, it's a segment that Kat Carlson seems to forget every week that we have, but we do it because that's Kat Carlson's voice, the intro to the segment called Obsession. So, Doug, I know you're not maybe as familiar with this, so anything in the past few days or weeks or whatever that you've been obsessing about, can be a TV show, a song, be an apartment building being built in Phoenix, it can be anything. So is there anything that you've been kind of obsessing about or has really drawn your attention in the past few days?
Can I not go first?
Sure you can, Marnie.
Okay, I need to think.
Sure.
Anything that you've been...
Actually, yes, and it's very happy and exciting, and it's on a Tuesday, so you should listen on a Friday. it's a new podcast that I found.
Oh, a new podcast. Good. Okay.
So there is this delightful and fucking funny...
give me a name.
And you guys may have heard of her. Her name is Hannah Hart.
H-E-A or H-A-R?
H-A-R-T. And... So, Hannah Hart is a fucking delight.
Hannah Lies This.
Uh-huh. Got it. And it's Hannah Hart and Hannah Gelt, and they're best friends. And they have to say each other, it cracks me up because they're the, you know, like, typically Al isn't just Al, he's Al Perkins, right? Like, you kind of put the names together, you know. Ted Kirby will never be just Ted.
Right?
Ted Kirby.
You know? For those of you watching, here is the picture of their podcast.
And they're these best friends, and they have to always say, like, she'll say, oh, Hannah Hart, and oh, now stop it, Hannah Gelt. And it just started in February.
Okay.
So Hannah started her whole thing with, because a friend was in California, I believe, and I heard all this on NPR. She made up a video or like a YouTube kind of thing about being drunk in the kitchen. And My Drunk Kitchen, it was called.
Oh, my God. This sounds wonderful.
And so she's an internet personality, comedian, author, and actress. She's best known for starring in My Drunk Kitchen, a weekly series on YouTube in which she cooks something while intoxicated.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Now, you remember that other guy, the guy who's been drunk like all over Facebook, and he does it, Matt? Getting drunk with Matt. Oh my God! If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, that's fucking hysterical. This
is
guy.
It, is the last name Bratska?
No, no, not that I'm aware of. But to see, I believe these two have gotten together and they're fucking funny.
Is there a link to the Hannah Hart thing?
Yeah, I will.
Can you post it for? Will that work in chat?
So yeah, we can do that. Okay. So there, it's the is this guy. I'll try to send this to you.
Is she a YouTube star?
She is.
Oh, okay.
Hannah Hart is.
It's all over this.
So. So you go to it, and there are all kinds of different YouTube things. She's a lesbian. This and Hannah Gelt, her best friend, is not. But there were things where she'll just do little YouTube clips of why it's a good thing to be a lesbian.
Yeah.
And now here's the other part, I should say, why it's a bad thing to be a lesbian. And she has her girlfriend on with her sharing clothes.
Yeah.
Can be good, can be bad.
Not to interrupt you, I was asked one time. That's well, he's the got only a friend good who has a about, truck. About
right,
me.
Right, right.
Only thing I have discovered, you know, when we were talking about like any one time with my clients in my former job, and they were asking me, is there any difference, you know, straight and gay? Is there, you know, is there any advantages? And I said, the only one I have found, and it's a minuscule one, is because you also have to be the same size. And
they're
like,
sure, sure.
But if you ever have a boyfriend and they are the same size, I'm like, you get roughly, you get to double your wardrobe.
Sure. Yeah.
And I'm like, and they're like, and what else? I'm like, nothing else. Yep. There's nothing else better about being gay than that. That's the only thing.
For me with Erin, because, you know, she's lost most of herself, is we have the same size foot and we love Chucks.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm happy. But the
Lesbo check, Jenny.
The Matt, it's Matt Balasai, I believe. He's on BuzzFeed, and he just has these little clips.
He is fucking funny. Are hysterical.
Yeah, he just sits at work and just drink and just
no unexpected
drunk.
Pregnancies, yes, Marnie. Yes.
I guess
that's true for gay guys too.
Right. So. Like, hasn't that always been on the list of positives?
Yeah,
for
because
the gays?
Someone said, "I said I have some big news, whatever," and they're like, "Well, it's not that you're pregnant." And a good one.
Although
and
it could be actually
could be,
not unexpectedly,
right?
But you can become.
There's
pregnant.
There's not going to be a shock, Erin. You know, is
so
not
where
gonna...
did you slip and fall again? That you're pregnant.
Well, it was funny. I'm like, because I'd name that little fucking kid Jesus. I'll tell you that, because that would be Jesus if that ever happened. You know, if all of a sudden I'm just pregnant.
There is a funny video on that I saw on Facebook somewhere where it's about, for gay men, it's about the stereotypes, right? And it's the young, and they're cute young gay. They're not queenie, you know, the gay couple, and they go to the barbecue, and but the straight people are coming, hitting them with all of the stupid stereotypes.
Right.
You must like this. You must like show tunes. You must, you know, all the whole thing. And they're like, no, not really, no. So they're knocking them all down, right? They're like, no. They're like, well, you probably are this way. No, you know, we're just boring, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then the one thing, the one girl goes, because they're both well dressed, they're the same size, and she's like, but. And they're in their pattern of saying no to everything, and then she's like, "But wow, you could probably like share a lot of clothes." The guy's like, "Yeah, well, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's
a good one.
That's very, very true. Absolutely,
that one works."
So funny.
Every time somebody's ever done that, not every time, but when people in the past have tried to put me in the corner of that, where you do da 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 da,
I hate it.
No, I said, but I know the carburetor settings to a 1964 Quadrajet carburetor on a Cadillac.
And they're like, language.
Huh?
Oh, but you can distract this one with Judy Garland on a tractor any day of the week.
I'm not saying.
Shoot me down, lady.
But I can get the contractor running. That's what a lot of the homos can't do. They can enjoy her on the tractor.
That's true.
But I know that's a 1939 Ford that she's driving.
That's right.
I can follow almost any sports game on TV.
Oh, I can. You can. Yeah,
you can.
Al and I have talked about this before. Though,
there's hot black guys.
There's
in most
a lot of like.
I don't care how you get here.
There's a lot of well-meaning and usually older straight people who are like, you know, and I'm like, no, I hate going to the mall. I don't like to go shopping. Mm-hmm. I don't know every Broadway. Al's got that covered, but
I don't. Or Kat Carlson.
I don't, and I really am not. I'm okay with that fact that I don't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really weird that people will want to put you in that stereotypical thing, and I'm like, but that's not where.
But everybody has one, you know.
Right. Oh.
Joan Crawford exchange.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. I'm not denying it at all.
Because everybody poo-poos something that they don't do, but you're like, it'll take me 5 seconds to get to one of the stereotypes.
Oh, no. There's some of them.
Oh, no. Just not the ones they want to apply to me.
But I'm throwing something out him that they would have no idea that I would ever know about or like.
Right.
Unless it's my immediate friends who brings everything to me to fix.
I hear you.
But other people are like, well, if you're gay.
Oh, no, I'm the same way. Like, if somebody thinks that I'm going to decorate something or like dress fancy.
No, I had someone ask me about that.
You're going to get stark white walls. And
I had someone call me and ask me. I said, "You've got to be kidding me right now." I'm the last. I have no idea. I could help you in no way to decorate anything.
Or something arts and crafts. That like, oh, surely you want to come over and wrap presents.
Oh, no, I know. No. Ask me about Cher is what you're going to say.
Yeah. No. Oh, useless trivia? I'm in.
I'm there. Yours over here.
Fashion advice. And girls are doing it. They're like, what about this? Does this look good? I'm like, I don't have any clue where what you want.
Well, that's why you need five queer guys.
Where what you want.
It's not like a straight boyfriend.
Right. For the straight guy.
They're like, my boyfriend. I'm like, and I don't care either. I don't give a shit what you're wearing.
I swear to God, I will just tell you, your ass does not look fat enough.
Yeah. Right.
Just that's compared to what?
You got to have five gay guys because you need them to cover all the bases. Eventually, you're going to find one that knows what to do with the throw pillow besides sleep on it.
Yep. That's funny. That's very funny.
Okay, so that's Mark Desperto. Any obsession?
Yes. Go. Okay, so it's especially this week.
Oh, but the show's not ending until midnight.
But in general, I am obsessed with Nicole Wallace on MSNBC.
Oh, that's a good one.
And more so every day. So I know you.
Today
you
she
and
was
I,
losing her mind.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet.
Oh,
I'm going to watch it when I get home. I only record. I record Matto and her every day.
Okay.
But I want to just say her show is so good, and they do their shows differently.
Oh, absolutely.
Matto doesn't do panels, but Nicole Wallace does. So she does the best panel. She has the best guests on. And here's a couple of things of why I want people to watch her show because she's so good. She's the only one really on that network. She worked with all of those Republicans before.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, she was in the Bush administration and then did the McCain-Palin thing.
Yep.
And so, if you watch her, and she did this to Sean Hannity one day, and I nearly pissed in my pants. She was like, pushing his buttons about some stupid thing that he did, which is every day.
Right.
And then she said, and he said something, I don't know, not about her, but our. Odd about MSNBC or whatever. And before she went to commercial, she's like, and you can just go ahead and call me, Sean, because I know you have my phone number because you texted me last week. So she's really dialed
in. And we'll be right
back. So she used to talk to all those people. So she knows the score. Right. She hates, you know, Sarah Fuckhead, Fuckabee, whatever.
Huckleberry Hound.
Fuck her name is, yeah. And she'll go on, you know, because she was a communications director as well. And so anyway, I love her. I love the way she does her show. And here's the best thing. If you watch her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She also, when she has the panelists on, even when there's somebody who's like right there with her, that's like a supporter, she'll call them out on their shit too.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes out of nowhere. And she'll turn around. She's like, no, I'm sorry. I'm not going to let you say that on this show.
Right.
And just went. And you see, and this is the supportive guy, right?
Right, right.
So I love that she's she says no longer a practicing Republican, but you know, she's a conservative person by nature. But I really think her astute observation of politics is just on the money.
Yeah,
she's really
good.
Excellent debate.
I agree with you.
And my favorite thing that she ever said was she did have somebody who was a Republican that was it wasn't Christie, but it was someone else. They were just it was tense.
Okay.
It was one of the most tense exchanges. A guest.
We talked about this.
Where she told him that she can get him the number to go on Fox.
You can peddle that on Fox, but not on this network.
Oh, yeah, we played
that. Oh, my God.
On here.
That's one.
Yeah.
So here's the best thing. And sometimes I just think about her saying this, and I love it. Mm-hmm. So after that, he did
his change. Do you need a towel?
I do. I love her. No, seriously. She's in Joseph Gordon-Levitt territory of a person that I want to meet.
I love it.
When that day that has, so thank you, because that is exactly who I'm talking about. When that happened, the other panelists were shell-shocked at this exchange that they had just had, you know, back and forth. And they were like, literally, the camera panned back, and they were like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And she very calmly, she was like, oh, and they were like, wow. Someone said, wow, like that, you know? And then, Jesus, my favorite thing, she said, they were like, wow, that was, you know, kind of, that was intense or something. And she said, how did she say it? She said, they were getting ready to go to commercial. She said, I'm from a Greek family. We're just getting started.
Yeah.
I was like,
holy shit. They were like, that's the most amazing, that's the most like intense thing I've ever seen. She's like, oh no, we're barely getting started.
Mm-hmm.
And which is, because I didn't, Wallace,
brilliant.
She must have married that name. I didn't know she was Greek.
No,
but that made me even want to, I'm more curious.
Oh, and Jenny thinks
now.
We're talking about Santa just is white. We're not.
No. Megyn Kelly. Oh, God, no.
No.
Megyn Kelly's a cunt.
Yeah, not Megyn.
No.
Yes. Megyn Kelly is horrifying.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Nicole Wallace is us. Google her and then watch her on MSNBC in the afternoon.
Yeah. She also is blonde.
Blonde, but not insane.
Not insane. No. Very smart. She used to be on The View with all the other ladies
and
on The View on ABC.
And I love this the other day. She said she got fired because they were talking about Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, because she didn't know who the Kardashians.
She said, I got fired from The View for not knowing about the Kardashians.
Oh, my God. For
but
real.
She would say,
I would wear that banner.
Because I watched. Yeah, you watched her on that. Yeah, I watched her on that, and she would. They would have celebrities on, and she would just sit there quietly, and she was like, I don't know who you are. Like,
right.
But then, like, she had David E. Kelly that wrote the West. No. Aaron Sorkin wrote the West Wing. And she was
came
just,
to life.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. She was so excited and had questions, and she's like, I don't know all this. Like,
I'd be
I
that
don't
person.
Know all, yeah, me too. Like,
I don't know the pop people. I really don't.
I mean, at the Grammys, I know like two people, and it's usually the old person they get to sing with the young person,
kind of
a duet
to toss the baton.
Yep. Yeah,
right. The new generation.
Very quickly, the other thing I love with this whole Hannah Hart is that she, like us, has the parental advisory.
Oh.
And the E for explicit.
It's good to have.
I know, but it just makes me happy.
Blonde, check.
And they can drink, right? So because of that, you remember how, I don't know, I used to go kind of, you know, haywire about that. But because I could. Because, you know. Anyway, she brought a bottle of Pinot for her first podcast. We listened to it, and she's like, well, I mean, it's a half-open bottle of Pinot. You know, the bottle is, it's been half-drunk and whatever. And she's like, oh, delicious. After they did a toast, it tastes like vinegar and with lovely hints and notes of vinegar and whatever, because it's just been sitting there. So I was cracking up. So they're drinking and they're swearing, and so we love them a whole fuckload more.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry about that. I just remembered that part. I'm trying to put this in the chat room.
Very busy.
I sent it to an email.
Oh, cool.
I emailed him.
Any obsessions, Alfie?
No, really. They're all going to come up in entertainment, so we can.
Well, I'll just give you my two. Mine are much, much lighter than anybody else's. I've got two of them. One, somebody, and this just happened today because
first was about drunk ladies.
I've been seeing it.
I know.
Mine, I posted on Facebook today, but because I watch the show Schitt's Creek and I enjoy the shit out of it, when Johnny and Moira go to the car dealership and she fakes being some German whatever the hell she was trying to get a discount on the car, and they buy the black Lincoln Town Car from the 70s, well, I always appreciated it because I used to drive one of those cars. So this picture shows my blue Lincoln, and my mom is probably, she remembers it very well because she about shit the day that I drove home with that. So in the upper, if you're watching, in the upper left corner is my blue 78 Lincoln that I drove in high school and out of high school. And then the black car is what they have on Schitt's Creek.
Wow.
That's their car.
And I just
love it because that's my bond. I'm trying to figure out any bond with Dan Levy that I can at all get to.
You should communicate with them.
I already posted it on Twitter and tagged them in it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm trying to get a slap back or, you know, some
slap back.
I think you'll get one.
The other thing.
Is that what the kids are calling
If not,
us?
I'll slap you in the face.
Hit back, slap back, whatever it is. I'm not sure what it is.
Arrangements candy.
Now, the other one was, and I know you're going to talk about it in entertainment, I'm sure, but the Tonys were on Sunday. I enjoyed several aspects of the Tonys. Mm-hmm. One of them was a gentleman that I don't recall ever seeing before named Amar Ramasar, who is a 37-year-old ballet dancer from the New York City Ballet, who's made his debut on Broadway this season in Carousel.
Yes.
Was it Blow High, Blow Low?
Something like that.
Well, when I didn't know who he was, so I immediately Googled him. So there is one of his pictures, him, and then the second one,
Hi, Aaron.
I was very happy for his debut. I was very happy for that.
This is the blow person?
Yeah. No, he's the lead dancer of that number.
I
was like, wow.
It won best choreography. It was quite good, the number that they showed. It was very exciting.
Yeah, it was quite the show. Right. Anyway, so those are my two obsessions. A little lighter, whatever. Well, let's move on to this and see what we can do. Oh no, I hit the wrong stop. Wait, I can't do that. I fucked it up. That's the wrong outro. That's the wrong.
It does look like a pic of an
Jenny
aunt.
Is that a picture of an aunt?
Right. I love it.
What? Is that a picture of what?
It looks like a picture of an ant. I think that that could have been an ant with that picture he sent us.
Hang on. Let's go back. Which one? This one? Oh, God. Yep. Everything's going to shit because I've got everything stacked here. Oh.
That's an ant.
Yeah.
Oh.
I see it.
Well, that changes things.
It shouldn't. I think it looks like a man. I'm with you. I'm with Jenny on that one.
That changes like things just a trifle.
I think you can drop the M now.
I think that, yeah.
No, keep that, because you know with me. Keep that. Let's try this one. See if we can do this.
Now I think Clayton's going to India.
This is the headline teaser for the end of, almost 2 hours we've been going now. Holy crap. It's all right. But here are headlines that we're going to talk about right here, right now. A teacher suspended for telling students where to liquor.
Oh.
He does no shit. Go.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
You treat people nicely because they have things to say.
Go ahead.
Oh.
A review of Olive Garden goes viral.
I love that story.
Be careful on Yelp.
And also, Wendy's, once again, owns another fast food restaurant in the Twitter world. We'll tell you more about that in a minute. Headlines are coming up.
This is going to be good.
Oh, it's fantastic. All right, kids, it's the end of our first segment. We're going to get coffee, and we'll be back right after this.
David, what does burning smell like?
You're listening to You Talk America.
Educates, syncopates, radio communicates, radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.